Welcome back, listeners. Janet would like to tell us more about her future projects, not only The Key to Believing, which she's already told us is with an agent and in the process of getting published, but the ones that she's planning beyond that.
Well, right now, because I've got so much writing under my belt, and people have asked me about this, I've worked on the idea of having a collection book done. Shortly after that accent that I mentioned before, I had realized I had a lot of things that were published only under pen names that if I had died, nobody would know what became of anything of my own. So I started compiling pieces together into what will hopefully within the next year be three collection books, one of poetry, one of prose, and one of art. The poetry in particular will have the best pieces of poetry from past books as well as material that is unpublished and really old, including that first poem that I read earlier tonight when I was 9.
Wow.
The prose book is a collection of things like live performances where I would talk things through, as well as short stories. It'll have a good part of the book Autumn Reason in it, as well as the stories about travel around the country called Change. And that one, I like the title for it. It's a Latin, Exaro Versus, which is a rough translation for found or written down verse. And the last book, which I think is really kind of novel to have because I've always wanted to do this, have an art book. Well, there will be lots of imagery in it, especially because of the fact that I've traveled through all 50 of the United States, through Canada and through a little bit of Mexico, and I've gone to 8 different European countries. Seeing the Swiss Alps, is going to Austria to see the Alps. It's excellent seeing the Eiffel Tower. There are amazing things that you can see while you're there as well. So trying to get a lot of these things, gorgeous churches in Europe versus in Chicago, which are quite gorgeous also, but still not as cool. It's a good way to be able to get imagery out to people as well as the written word. So I'm working on those things now. My time's still spent right now designing books for people and working on the literary magazine, if you want to give the long name, Children, Churches, and Daddies, and running the websites for scars.tv that has everything from MP3 files from book shows and poetry readings alike, along with games and magazines and likes. I also do performance art shows in my spare time a lot now, including that show for tomorrow night at DVA Galleries, Chicago Tomorrow, where I'm doing a half hour or so long set of pieces called The Cycle of Life that'll have a lot of intriguing poems about birth, living through life, and death. So that's mostly the kind of material that I'm working on right now.
In your travels, do you have a particular place that you especially loved?
Somebody asked me that once, and there's one place that I love to go for just being able to have a place to relax and hang out, and that was along a certain mountainside in Golden, Colorado. Sounds really goofy. I think Buffalo Bill's grave is at the top of this mountain. But you just drive up to the side and just go over the side and curl around and just sit there, and it's absolutely gorgeous with being able to see mountains around you, but knowing that life is right down there, that you can drive down to friends, something that screams America or something like that. There are beautiful places. I love New Orleans. I love being able to see the catacombs in New Orleans as well as hang out in the French Quarter. Seeing my family in Southwest Florida by the Everglades is also absolutely gorgeous. But I also like Chicago a lot because the architecture is phenomenal, and there's actually quite a bit to do and see while you're here.
What's your favorite place in Chicago?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to even say because I like a lot of the places.